If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hope everybody's doing fantastic out there on this lovely, lovely Friday. As we are in the midst of training camp. It's all happening for us, baby. Miami Dolphins in Miami Gardens. I kind of got the goosies this morning, I'm not going to lie, because Mike McDaniel, I know when I get Leroy to hop on here with us, I know it's going to be great because he is going to blow a gasket, because I am definitely going to go down the route of Mike McDaniel says we're in the best ship of all time. That's good.
That is good.
That is good.
It's good news.
Wow. How are you, Frog Boy? Good to see you.
Excellent,
sir.
Other
than our computer issues this morning, because we can't stream.
Oh, look, this is a new screen. I've never seen this screen before.
Is it? It
says recovery.
What does that mean?
Never seen this screen before, but I like this, though, because I feel like we're advancing towards a goal.
Recovery sounds good.
Yeah.
Recovery sounds like an A-plus plan. That sounds like we're on our way, and we're...
I'm liking this. But if I press turn off, you think I got to crawl underneath there and turn it back on?
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know. It's possible. It's okay. Possible.
You know what? I'll get it done for this show.
Maybe it was you. Did you come in here and saboteur us after 2 weeks? Are you sure?
Yeah.
If it didn't happen yesterday, I definitely would have believed that. This exact thing happened yesterday. I don't know what the hell's going on with that computer.
Cool.
You know, so, perhaps it'd be over the weekend. We got to maybe, I don't know, do a little switcheroo on it.
Switcheroo?
I don't know what the
I'll put it in
I don't know what that entails. I don't know how much work that entails and what goes into that. But it is good to have you back there, buddy.
Thank you.
We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose for our 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And Miami Dolphins continue training camp as far as news is concerned. If you guys haven't been up on the health status of things, Aaron Brewer, Mike McDaniel saying today that he hasn't been placed on PUP because he still wants to get snap work with Tua, which good. I don't want any more snap issues between those two.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't want Tua telling me to go eat my chips.
Ooh,
you know? It was very feisty out of him.
That did not work.
So I want those snaps on point, even if Aaron Brewer cannot run. That's got to be the big thing for me. Get that right. Get it all set. Get it raring to go. And we could be in a good spot for that. So hopefully they, you know, that is the kind of the big one. We know about Artie Burns. That happened. Baron Matos. Now, I guess, starting to recover on all that stuff with that very, very serious injury that he had. And we know Liam Eichenberg is on PUP. So that's going to be a little bit for him. And Fatu Melifonwu was dealing with his thing. So we'll see who has the orange jersey. We'll see who's all out there tomorrow.
Best shape of our life.
Best shape of our life. Tomorrow is the first day fans can go out and watch training camp. I saw that they have installed gigantic fans in the stands over at Dolphins training facility.
Wow, that's good. Because it is... Soupy.
Oh, man.
Come on.
There's some hots that you remember.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, Las Vegas July hot.
Yep.
But Dolphins training camp hot is no joke. I just see Dolphins training camp and I just think sweat.
Yeah.
Every reporter just sweating through their polos and khaki shorts.
That's right.
And it's just a soupy day. You got old forearms. You know, I remember having to have my recorder out there. There were hairy forearms in your face.
Slimy.
It was soupy. It was a rough look, man. So hopefully, everybody who's out there, stay hydrated, champ.
Yeah.
Got to stay hydrated down here in South Florida. You got to stay hydrated down here in South Florida and have all that going for you. The Marlins, they're going to start a three-game series with the Brew Crew tonight. Today, actually. I don't know why this is happening, but this game is at 4:10 p.m. It's a little bit strange. That's very Chicago Cubs of them.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's at that time.
And it's home? 4:10 is
just- It's home in – no, it's on the road. It's okay. In Milwaukee.
Okay. So
– it's in Milwaukee. I'm guessing – I saw that they're wearing, like, Hall of Fame hats today. I don't know if this is, like, Hall of Fame weekend, and, like, so they're doing a thing where, like, maybe they're doing, like, a triple header. Because CeCe Sabathia is going to Hall of Fame. He was a Brewer, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Potentially. And while I have you, fix your camera, dude.
Oh, we're back?
I think we're back.
All right. But Leroy's not listening to us.
Leroy doesn't like us.
So, like, we're not all the way back. Can somebody call him now?
That's true. That's fair.
Because he's just in the zone.
He is in the zone.
He's trying to figure that all out. But yeah, I don't know why the Marlins are starting, but I'm gonna guess it has something to do with the Hall of Fame. I'm guessing. I don't know if this is a regular Milwaukee thing. Maybe they just thought, hey, you know what? We're a bunch of bums here in Milwaukee, and we don't work. The whole day.
You think that's how they started?
I think so. Hereby declareth with the bums of Milwaukee, we shall start having games at 4:10.
Hear ye,
the bums of Milwaukee, we have decided that the baseball will be in the afternoon because we shan't work here in Milwaukee. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. Sounds like you guys are the ones with the problems. Hey, who's this guy doing the show?
Yeah, he's a new guy. His name is Marcos. Hey,
thank you.
We've learned about him. He wears dead guy's shoes, and he has webbed feet.
No, I didn't.
I've decided to call him Frog Boy.
No, that was the other guy. That was the other guy.
I've decided to call him Frog Boy in the name of admiration.
Much appreciated, indeed.
I don't know why this Frog Boy needs glasses. Don't you have that film over your eyes so you can see through? Water and stuff.
I was hoping this would be a disguise of some sort. Now Tommy's looking at me like, why do they call me Frog Boy? I don't like this.
You remember that.
But look, that was a different guy. I have glasses on. It's like a Superman thing. You know, I just put glasses on.
You're not Clark Kent. You're not Clark Kent, dude. I'm not going to let you do that. All right. Well, it's good. It seems like we got all this technical issues fixed, but now it's time to break. So we'll take a break.
Okay.
And we'll get in line with the commercial, and then the show can get going. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. We'll talk about that crazy story with Christian Wilkins. I don't know what the hell is going on there. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello to all our video streamers out there on 560 WQAM's YouTube and Twitch page. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. Hope everybody's doing well out there as we are getting ready to get into the weekend. How is your morning, Leroy? Everything good?
Good. Got a little PT this morning.
A little physical therapy.
Got the pool guy coming over because, again,
I think you're ready to take this man out in some capoeira.
Oh,
I mean the problem is when you get the same guy doing the same work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep having them come over because if you go to somebody new, it comes with additional cost.
Yep.
Got to redo the other guy's thing.
Huh?
Got to redo the other guy's thing. They're like, oh, I don't know who was here before me, but
yeah.
Got to redo this one.
SDI says that there is a – I appreciate SDI for having this. I mean, like, that is strong. It's the 25-year anniversary of the ballpark in Milwaukee, and there's an all-day celebration and an alumni home run derby after the game. That's why it's a day game today. $2.50 draft beers and brats up until first pitch. Hey, give him a point.
That's info.
That's a gambler's info.
You know what?
Wow.
In other words, they're going to have a baseball tailgate.
Pretty much. All day.
All day.
Man, I want to see Prince Fielder. They got to have Prince Fielder today, yeah?
A
Milwaukee Brewers home run. You don't have a Milwaukee Brewers home run derby without Prince Fielder.
Can't do it.
Who else? So,
Ryan Braun.
I mean, Prince Fielder, he was big when he played.
Hey, man. Wasn't he a vegan?
Well,
maybe it was like an offensive lineman, you know?
I mean,
when he gets out of the game,
he seemed like the type of vegan that was eating meat and didn't realize that it wasn't meat. It was meat.
He's like the Catholic during Lent.
No, was that him or was that CeCe Sabathia that got little?
CeCe Sabathia did get thin and he stunk.
Some people, when they, I don't know, it's like Jonah Hill. I don't know, it's just not as funny anymore. Sometimes you got to stay big.
Agreed.
It's my excuse.
But what if you big and not funny?
Well, gotta get skinny. I'm looking at the names. They do have Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder.
Ryan Braun. That's a hell of a story right there. That guy threw 17 people under the bus.
Okay.
And was able to just work his way back under anonymity.
He had He had a pretty bad denial.
Yes, but he threw a whole bunch of people under the bus.
Man.
He came back.
The P man. He threw the P man under the bus.
Yeah. And nobody made a big deal about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, bygones be bygones as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but what about those people he hosed down?
Yeah, damage is done.
Everybody else that went through it, nobody damage threw anybody under the bus.
Right? Casey McGee, Niger Morgan, team captains, Ryan Braun, Carlos Gomez, Corey Hart. Yeah, they got some. Eric Thames.
But here's the
Giovanni
problem.
Giovanni Gallardo. Casey McGee, guys, former Marlin.
Some of these guys are not known as home run hitters.
Niger Morgan is definitely not. Niger Morgan is known for stealing bases and getting clotheslined by Gabby Sanchez. That's what I remember him for. Okay, so Leroy, in today's day and age, it's very hard to shock me with a sports story. I feel like it's very hard to shock me with a sports story.
And guess what? And I'm going to take it one step further, right? I've been involved in football since I was 21 years old.
Yep.
In the NFL. And I even raised the eyebrow to this.
This is crazy. So,
but I'm going to break it down for you.
Just for those who have not seen it, Christian Wilkins yesterday released by the Las Vegas Raiders just a year after signing his deal. So what have you read into this, Leo? This is a guy we're very fond of.
Let me explain to you what Christian Wilkins did to his foot. So it's a Jones fracture. So imagine my wrist is my ankle. Here's my pinky toe. The break is right here. So it's almost like near the ankle. They have to screw it because, like, just where it is. So it makes it really difficult. Like, it's a long-term thing because you have to be in the boot because if you start moving, you know, so it's a long injury. It's a bad foot injury. Most people think, oh, he broke his foot. You're thinking, you know, no, this is up like almost near his ankle. It's the long bone, and depending on where it is, and they had to screw it. Now, what they were saying was he didn't correctly do the rehab.
Right.
And so might be required to have another surgery.
Well, I think that was a big disagreement. I think they wanted him to have surgery.
They wanted him to have another surgery.
And he didn't want to.
And so that's why we are where we are now. But here's what's amazing about this. First of all, let me explain this. When you sign a player and you give him guaranteed money, even though it's not paid right away, it's paid over a period of time, mm-hmm. right? So you might get $20 million this April 1st, $30 million next, however they do it, but that's guaranteed money. The team has to take a portion of that money and, say, put it in escrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Raiders have been known over the years to not be able to sign players because they didn't have the money to put in escrow.
Khalil Mack, that was a famous one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. So let's start there. This situation here, I don't understand, if you're mad that he won't have the second surgery, so you cut him because he wanted to play with it? Like, I don't understand.
Well,
like, usually it's the other way. Usually the player says, I'm going to get the other surgery.
Right.
And the team says, you don't need the surgery. And that causes – I've never had a situation where it's been the opposite. Now, here's what I would say. If he would have had the surgery, then they would have filed some other kind of claim. And that's where I think this is. People don't realize that there's a certain another aspect of this, that the reason why he didn't have the surgery is because of what the team would have done to him if he would have had the additional surgery.
Yeah, it says NFL.com says the Raiders are cutting Christian Wilkins in wake of a dispute over whether or not he should undergo surgery on injured foot. They're attempting to void the $35.25 million remaining in guarantees on his contract. A grievance has been filed on Wilkins' behalf. Such a void taking place. Their statement: we have decided in the best interest of the organization to move on from Christian Wilkins, and he has been informed of his release from the team. The franchise has a commitment to excellence on and off the field, with no clear path or plan for future return to play from Christian. This transaction is necessary for the entire organization to move forward and prepare for the new season.
Now, that also sounds like a team that's broke. Right? I've never heard anything like this. But what I would say to fans, right? You see why players hold out to try to get their guaranteed money now. Right? Because, like, things like this happen, and teams always feel like no matter what happens, I can get that money back. And right. So as a player, you always have to be ahead of that.
Well, I think the thing
now, this is ridiculous. I've never heard, like, think about this. Years ago, Barry Sanders retired, right? He wanted to give some of the signing bonus back. And the NFLPA stepped in and said, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's some of the circumstance I've been privy to. I've never heard of an injured player who won't have surgery. And I guess the team doesn't know when he would be ready to return, which is probably the issue. But in order to take his money, you have to prove that he wasn't even trying to rehab.
Well, that's the thing that I found craziest about this, right? Like, I think when we all saw this with Christian Wilkins, the first thing everybody is putting out there is, oh, Christian Wilkins didn't work hard on his rehab. Christian Wilkins was just sitting around. I'm like, I got to be honest with you, man. Like, if there was a guy.
It doesn't sound like
that. That doesn't sound like Christian Wilkins. Like, Marcos, was that not like one of the big things? Because if it was, we've certainly seen the old fat cat syndrome down here when it comes to certain players. That's probably one of the last players I would think that would be the case with.
Right. Yeah, but selfishly, I knew that this would probably portray him in a negative light, and immediately I was like, perfect, we could get him back.
Back on the Chiefs' keys.
Immediately, well, I was like, everyone's going to think he's some sort of problem.
Here's the problem,
but we
though,
know the truth. He's a great
here's,
guy.
Here's the problem, though. You don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah,
we don't know what to... See, the whole health aspect of this is going to tell a different story.
But if he's... But if he's released, like, he can go to another – like, he's probably not – he's going to have to fight for the rest of his guarantees either way, you know? Right. So, like, he's – I can't imagine there's going to be a bidding war for him. Like, he's probably, if he wants to play football this year and that ends up happening, he's probably going to sign somewhere for real cheap to probably earn his way back to a new deal.
Well, I would say this. Here's why you sign with another team, regardless, right? Because if you end up playing in the beginning of the season, then all the claims that the Raiders made were 100% wrong.
Yeah.
And then that would probably get you your money.
Diana Rossini tweets out, after speaking with a few teams tonight, it sounds like the next step for Wilkins will be taking visits and undergoing physicals with potential suitors. One head coach emphasized, quote, he's not healthy enough to play for the Raiders. Something must not be right.
Or, like look, and here's where I am with that. That's why I told the story before we told the story. Okay? And that is, you're also dealing with the Raiders. Over the years, we've seen how these things have gone with the Raiders. And so what I would say to you is, for teams to just make the assumption, oh, if the Raiders have an issue with him, he must not be healthy enough to play.
Right.
And I think you need to have him in, right? You need to have him in, have the discussion, have the x-rays or whatever, to see for yourself how serious the injury is. And so from that standpoint, and the other thing is let's think about this. You know, you can't cut an injured guy, right? You can't. You have to reach a settlement. And so from that standpoint, if he's as injured as they say, then that is the grievance that they can't win. Because if you say he's injured and should have had surgery, then how can you cut an injured player without working something out? You want to just cut the injured player and not give him a penny.
It's a very weird scenario. There's definitely no doubt about that. This is not something that's very common. He just signed a $110 million contract. So, you know, and he's gotten, I think he's gotten 50-plus in guarantees already.
50 of it, yeah.
So.
And they owe him another.
35.
35.
That's what he's fighting over right now.
Right. So what will happen is this. They'll go back and forth. They'll try to settle. And if you're the Raiders and you settle for $20 million, that's a win.
I guess so.
But here's the problem. The Players Association ain't having it. They're not having it. You cannot set the precedence for a team able to finagle their way out of guaranteed money.
No,
you
no
can't
doubt.
Do it.
It's already as flimsy as it gets when it comes to this stuff.
Right. So, and by the way, Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm usually not this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw it, I went.
About the same thing, too, right?
Sealer?
You think Sealer's sending out the bat signal?
Young fella?
Come on.
And Christian Wilkins?
Pretty good.
To go with Chop?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Go with Chop?
Well, I already saw Mike.
And go with Jalen when he comes back?
Man. You got the Goosies?
Hey, I felt
that's
a little...
his favorite player. He loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's his favorite player. He's got the Goosies. Yeah, I can already tell. You don't even have... It's already understood that you have the
Goosies.
Let me explain galore. There's two players that... And from his first minutes here, when... Like, it's unheard of, and I keep saying this, it's unheard of for a D-tackle to have 100 tackles, right? It's unheard of.
Right.
With all the tackles for
that's why it's just his motor, his character.
Right.
I know that there's a video people are mad, like, and this is the thing, like, he's getting portrayed like, oh, he was dancing in the locker room or dancing in the weight room without his boot the other day, and I'm like... Christian Wilkins, I think he dances everywhere. That's Christian Wilkins.
But we know that.
But I don't think nationally, I don't think that's known. Like, I just don't think that's the character of the guy. It just doesn't add up. And then I look at the organization that it is, and I'm like, Raiders doing Raiders stuff, dude, even with Pete Carroll being there.
Right, but that's my point.
Like, do you see that owner? You see that haircut?
Here's the deal. When you look at this situation, the first thing you go is, you don't go, oh, that's Christian Wilkins being a knucklehead or fat cat syndrome. You go, the Raiders.
Right.
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 And so
it's strange. And then I saw this Mike Vrabel's already flirting this morning in New England. He's like, oh, yeah. Christian Wilkins is a New England guy. I'm like, hey, you back off, Mike Vrabel.
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all need me to call him.
Vrabel?
No.
Oh, Christian Wilkins?
Vrabel? Right, he's on the enemy team.
I just didn't, well, I don't Chris know. Wilkins. You were hobnobbing with Wes Welker one time. I didn't know if you knew Vrabel too. I was confused.
No, I like, yeah, man. I know the players.
Let them know.
I think I might have. Let me see. When did Vrabel get into the league?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He's been around for a minute. We'll take a break here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQM is the channel. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Stars and Strings is back. We got if you guys want to go, we got a contest going on. Text the word plane. PLANE, plane to 20357. You guys can win some tickets. It's going to be on November 6th at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Dirks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more.
That's not a real one. You tried to sneak one.
No, which one? Hudson Westbrook? I did not make that up. That's a real person.
Not a real person.
I did not, but I do like that. I do like having just started to do our Rockville bit with country.
Yeah, there you go.
We were doing.
Who's the name you would go with? Because you can't.
I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. You know what, you guys? There's no way you remember all the names. So I'm gonna try and sneak some in there now. Because when you guys were out on Wednesday, we were doing fake whiskey songs because of just all country songs just have to do with whiskey.
Yeah.
Just all of them. All of them. Maybe tequila every now and then. There's no vodka songs, but They're all whiskey. Have my own whiskey drink.
Mm-hmm.
My son's here today. Hello, Tommy. How are you, buddy?
Ooh.
Tommy Tobin in studio. Oh. Flip your mic on there. Be a professional.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hit the red button. There you go.
The red button?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Hold on. I prepared for this moment.
Doesn't get any cheesier in radio than the old canned applause, my friend.
On. It's like a sitcom.
It really is. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Leroy. Hey, Clark
what's
Kent.
Up? What's happening?
It's really me.
Whoa, what's happening? How's jiu-jitsu going?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, we got class tonight.
Yeah. I've heard you won a couple matches. That's what they're referred to as, right?
Yep, some matches. Had a great job in this competition. Got some silver.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tommy, you ready for a Happy Gilmore?
Ooh.
What do you
– Don't worry. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Don't spoil Happy Gilmore.
He's seen it
We're
already.
We're going to watch it later. What are you more excited?
No, I haven't seen it. Wait. Okay. In fairness, I'm messing with you. I have seen it yet.
Has
I told you
out?
I had PT
Wait,
this
it?
Morning.
Came out today. It's on Netflix today. It's on Netflix.
You know what sucks?
What?
I usually go to PT at 7.
Right.
Because I had to switch places. Right? Because it's different portions of the NFL. You go... The NFLPA goes, you can only do 24 visits, but the NFL does it differently. So once you get done there, you just go through the NFL, and I had to go to a different place.
Okay.
So I got so used to going at 7, I get up, take a shower, put my clothes on. I'm there at like 10 to 7, sign in. They go, your appointment's at 8:30.
What?
Oh, we did ask for your life story, okay?
Whoa! Minus one for Sass. Jeez.
That's crazy.
That's the whole point of the show is life story.
For Sass.
Hey, can you please inform?
Nobody cares.
Whoa. Can you please inform?
I didn't even have any
young
points.
Tommy, yeah. Young Tommy of July Sports.
It's July Sports, yeah.
Sure.
No, but what are you more excited for? Are you more excited for Happy Gilmore or Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Really?
No, Happy Gilmore.
What?
You don't do with the Fantastic Four?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean?
The Thing?
I like, First of all, I mean,
Human Torch, dude.
Yeah, it's not because you have like, 5 brain cells.
The first one was cool. It had a lot of stars in it.
Right.
Right.
Who was in the last one?
This one? I don't know any of
this one's Pedro Pascal because he's in
Pedro
Pascal. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan was in the last one.
He was?
Yes, I believe he was in the last one.
Yeah, Jessica Alba was in one of them. I don't remember which one.
The first couple. The Silver Surfer.
Well, I know. Yeah, so we got
the first Fantastic Four. So you had the dude from what's that cop movie? The crazy cop movie.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
No. Mm. It was a really good series.
Was it a series or was
with
it
the ball head?
Oh, The Shield?
Oh, the Shield.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Chiklis?
Yeah, Michael Chiklis. Yeah, Michael Chiklis
was the thing. He was the rock guy.
Yeah. And then you had Captain America was Flame.
Not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Chris Evans was Flame.
Yes, he was.
So the only guy I know is only guy.
Alec Gromfeld, he was Stretch.
Yeah, the only one I have any knowledge of is Pedro Pascal. I don't know the other people. And he's the Mandalorian, same guy who plays the Mandalorian.
I mean, am I the only one who's a little tired of this guy?
He's getting all the jobs.
I'm just saying. Hey,
he's getting all the jobs.
Hey, he's getting. Dude, look.
There's got to be more actors.
You know what too much is?
Too much,
if
Pedro?
If I go to the movie theater and your face is frontline in 4 movies at the same time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's getting very Kevin Hardy.
All right. So Fantastic Four is what you're most excited about. And we're going to go raid this store downstairs afterwards.
I said Happy Gilmore.
No, I was talking to my son. He said Fantastic Four. I know you're more excited about it. You don't mess with the Fantastic Four. You're not a, what is it, Marvel? Is that Marvel or DC?
Marvel. It's Marvel. I love Marvel.
Okay.
I don't like DC.
But why don't you like the Fantastic Four? Just too much?
Because there's, look, for the same reason why I sometimes struggle with Superman.
Wow.
There's only so many different ways you can tell the same story. And the Fantastic Four is always the same story. How they got their powers. One guy went rogue.
I don't think they're doing that this one, though. I don't think it's rogue, because I think this one is they've been the Fantastic Four.
Oh.
The two of the Fantastics are having a baby. And then Silver Surfer comes. And I don't know, like, is Silver Surfer a bad guy?
Silver Surfer's a girl now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Silver Surfer's a girl. Is Silver Surfer a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
I don't even understand Silver Surfer.
No, he was
he's a good guy, but he's like, he's misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So think about this.
Story of my life.
He's like, here, how can I explain it? He's like every villain in Spider-Man. Like, every villain in Spider-Man starts off with good intentions and really means well. And then Spider-Man got to take him out.
Right. It's just too much. You get too into it.
So you're saying Spider-Man is a villain.
Surfer, he was there for one reason, and that was because he wanted to save his wife.
I don't know Silver Surfer's story.
Yeah.
Then when they caught him,
his wife.
He helped them get rid of the person that was controlling him. So I don't know what this version of it is. It almost sounds like, hey, you know what? We can use some additional help. How about we call? Remember we had that relationship with Silver Surfer? Let's give them a call.
People are saying that there's multiple Silver Surfers in the comics. So maybe it's like Spider-Man.
No, they said Silver Surfer's a woman in the comics.
I think somebody also said there's multiple Silver Surfers. So maybe there are. Like, one would think that, you know, there's probably multiple Surfers over the galaxy. Which would be cool, getting to surf the galaxy. That would be fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah, a lot of hot topic, Tommy, on Superman. Very controversial. People either loved it or hated it. Did you think Superman was awesome, or did you think it stunk?
It was a really good movie.
Can I get a rating? From 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
9 to 10.
Whoa.
What was your favorite part?
That's pretty
good. Spoiler alert.
Hey!
It's been out for 3 weeks.
Hey.
Right, don't say what your favorite part was. Don't say what your favorite part was.
You know what?
Fair enough. We backed off. We backed off.
Because I'm just going.
We backed off. All right, dude. We backed off.
So here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, that Fox originally did all the Fantastic Four. Now Disney did it.
Right.
And Disney usually does the movies a little bit better. Like once they got Spider-Man back, the Spider-Man movies became better. For some reason, all DC movies are dark.
Yeah, well, this,
like, it's always like just
this last Superman was a lot better. It wasn't dark. It was really cool.
No, I just mean the screen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
it's
this
just
one,
like dark. This man, one. What the hell?
This one's way better. Way better. All right, man. Well, okay. We'll have you pop in the show again. Appreciate you stopping by.
Dobby.
We'll take a break here on the show. Got to get to some Mike McDaniel because the Dolphins head coach. Yeah.
You got to start Mike McDaniel off in the beginning of a segment.
He is talking that talk. You know how he said no time for talk? I guess that's over because he's talking that talk. That's next.